How's it going recruiting new billets? Do you need a lot? Do you still have some
So
openings?
right now I'm at 20 confirmed. As you may know, that there's 25 players that could be signed up on a roster at any given time. And of course, we always would like to have some temporary homes in order to, when players in the midst of getting traded and coming in, et cetera. So we do like to have temporary homes, especially as well as if some of the permanent homes go on holidays for a week or so, then we want to make sure that the player is placed in a home and taken care of while others get to enjoy their holidays. So yeah, it's a pretty good start having 20. At the end of the day, most of them are returnees. I do have I think one or two new ones, which is nice to see coming in. But yeah, no, we are looking for five more beds. So it could come quickly and it could come slowly, all depending if the families decide to do one or two or three. So that's kind of where we are. We know that it's still early in the season. It's summertime. People are not thinking about hockey season just yet. So we're just hoping that it ends up piquing interest sometime soon because the players are coming in sometime mid-August.
You need a couple, I know you don't like to get picky with the homes necessarily, but there is a requirement you need for a couple of the boys.
Yeah, there's a couple of the boys that do have pet allergies. So out of the home, I would need at least one of the homes to be pet free. So yeah, it doesn't mean that we won't take you if you are not pet free, because we could definitely consider you for a temporary home and or a permanent home, because we still have spots available for players that don't have any allergies. But at this point, my main focus is to get one for one player in particular that's coming in with a pet allergy. So we want to make sure that he's comfortable during his stay here in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and you mentioned that most of the billets that have signed up are returning from last year. So that's a good indication of what a good experience being a billet family is.
It is a really good, it's really it's awesome to see that, because especially last year at this time of year, we were just starting to recruit families. So we're definitely ahead of the ball game. But all the families that are coming back to do it another season, they've requested for their players to return as well. So it just goes to show the kind of connection that they make with the players and vice versa. So it's really nice to see that they are truly becoming part of the family, and they are hoping to have them for one more year.
Yeah, and if they don't know yet what empty nest syndrome is and what it feels like when one of your kids, because they do become your kids, once one of them leaves because it's junior hockey season's over, it's not the easiest thing. I know. Yeah.
No, it's not always easy, especially if you are an empty nester. Then you go from having a full house to no noise in the house. But yeah, no, it is nice to keep busy for the winter, and it gives you an extra purpose to go to those junior A hockey games at the Igloo to have somebody that you know that is playing and you get to cheer them on. And the players like that as well. They like the extra attention, and it's hard to be away from home, especially here up north with the long winters. So it's nice to see that all our billet homes did participate last year, and I'm hoping for the same again this upcoming season.